Second and 10, Oregon, from their own 43 with 8 seconds to play. Marcus Mariota in the shotgun, gets the snap, drops back at his 35 to pass. Mariota bumps off one defender, rolls to the right, tries to elude another one, and yet another one, rolls to his left at his own 30. Mariota just flings that one down the left side of the field, intercepted by Eli Apple at the 25, and Apple will go to the ground at the 32, and that's it. Ohio State national champions for the 8th time as they defeat Oregon 42-20.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
There it is, the voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Paul Keels, as he reigns supreme. The Ohio State Buckeyes get to hoist the trophy as national champions once again. Quick break from Buckeye coverage, and I'm talking to you, Dog Pound. It's your time to be at First Energy Stadium in 2015 for the action and excitement of every game. Secure your Cleveland Browns 2015 season tickets by placing your deposit today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. Now, back to the Buckeyes, and we will go to the Ohio Business Machines hotline. We have a former teammate of mine, three-time Ohio State All-American NFL veteran, Michael Doss. What's up, Doss?
What's going on, man?
I'm great, man.
Last night was phenomenal. I was in the building right there in Texas, and our guys did it. They handled the business.
Absolutely, Mike. And just watching that football game, and I talked about it earlier already and on a different radio show, I, of course, being at home watching the game, I walked close to the TV as they were lifting that trophy, and it took me back to 2002 as we had that opportunity to share that bond and keep that bond forever as being a part of something very special and achieving a national championship. Could you feel that love and energy in that building last night for Buckeye Nation?
Yes, I could. It was just immediately after the game, the memorabilia was being sold. I bought a hat that the players are wearing, and it's like you just feel so part of it. It's a family atmosphere. These guys have done something that we believe that they could do it preseason. We lose Braxton in training camp. We lose the Virginia Tech. We lose JT in Michigan, and for the team to still rally, and Cordell has been playing out of his body the last three football games against superior talent and competition, and we still pulled it out. National champion, 2015.
Mike, were you surprised that the Buckeyes were able to look so dominant in this game, considering they were going against that high-octane Oregon offense, and they double them up, even with the four turnovers? And just what did you think of the performance by Ezekiel Elliott, running for over 200 yards for the third straight game?
It was just that riding the wave. It's just like, as Matt knows, you know, when that team gets in that Super Bowl run, you could tell here in these last few weeks, the Buckeyes were just revving on all cylinders. Everything was coming to form, the running game. Cordell stepping in without, you know, feeling any pressure or trying to do anything outside of his talent, and just let the game come to him, and the momentum slowly built. I felt we dominated Alabama as well. The score looked a little bit closer then, but the way that defense was stifling there, holding those guys to 20 points. And as Matt said yesterday, we were discussing it, you know, we had to make Oregon have 10, 15 play drives and not let those guys get big plays as they, and you know, scored and made it 21-20 in one play. And then all of a sudden, we just turned it off. The defense said, no more, because you're done for the night. Let's go ahead and seal this, baby.
Mike, we lose some seniors, but the one thing that I loved hearing from some of the young players, Cardale Jones being one of them, Ezekiel Elliott being another one, talking about playing, you know, this season and this run for those seniors. We'll lose Evan Spencer, we'll lose Devin Smith, Michael Bennett, Duran Grant, but this team is absolutely loaded. And do you feel that this is a football team coached by Urban Meyer, who's, as we've said, getting some NFL looks but committing to stay a part of Ohio State, that could be right back in the college football playoff in Glendale, Arizona, playing for a national championship?
Yes. I mean, you know, as Urban's been saying most of the season, he kept saying, I kept feeling we were a year away. I kept feeling we were a year away. But these guys are just here in this last month, and 2 months of football have just, you know, made that leap mentally, committed to the program, and, you know, they were able to, you know, win a national championship a year earlier than what Urban expected. So, you know, next year's talent and the recruiting and everything we'll have should be the favorites to repeat.
What was it like last night in Dallas after the victory? Because that's what I want to know about. How are you feeling this morning, and what did you get into last night?
Man, the atmosphere was ridiculous. I'm going to be honest. It was a weekend of just, you know, nonstop commitments and being everywhere and discussing the game. But immediately when that confetti, I sat there in the stands, and as Matt said, I remember being in that moment. They're rolling the stage out. The confetti is pouring, you know, from the rafters. And just seeing those kids with those smiles on their faces as they put on their championship T-shirts and hats, you know, I just remember that moment. You know, it was a surreal moment. And then, like I said, immediately they were opening boxes, pulling out national champion, undisputed champion T-shirts, you know, selling them right there in the atrium as we were walking out of the stadium. It was just a surreal atmosphere, so exciting. The Buckeye fans, people crying, people screaming like they can't believe it, you know. It was nuts.
Absolutely, Mike. And again, it's great times in our life when we enjoyed it in 2002. And the great thing is we have an amazing program and a brotherhood that we've been a part of and we take with us the rest of our life. Mike, thanks so much for taking a few minutes with us, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be home. I want to give a quick shout out to Bam Childress, one of my Buckeye buddies up there in Cleveland, Ohio. I can't wait till this we get out of this winter so I can get out there on that golf course and kick your butt, buddy.
You got to get out. Like, hey, Mike, one question for you real quick. Should Cardale Jones go pro?
Well, this is the thing. The kids played against one of the top three programs in the country, beating the number two defense. You know, what do? He's mature. He's a grown up. You know, he's 22, I believe, 23 years old. Does he come back to compete, you know, to be a backup again? That's a tough question. If it was up to me, you know, if I'm close to getting my degree, I might have to take my chances. But it could, because there's no other way. If he's a third-round pick, fourth-round pick, fifth-round pick, sixth-round pick, if he just gets drafted, if you knew 2 months ago, hey, I'll get drafted in the 2015 draft based off my situation where I'm at as a player, he might have to take that chance, because a year from now, Braxton's back. He's healthy. Is he your guy? JT, you know, beat you out before. Is he the guy? And you're in this open competition, and he's kind of that guy in the middle. You got some young talent coming in. You got big recruits, Mr. Football, Joe Burrows in Ohio, who threw like 70 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. We got guys, you know, coming in here, you know, that's going to be pushing for that time. So it's a hard decision. I made my decision to stay as a senior because I wanted to be part of something special, and I was able to accomplish that. But in this guy's case, he has a tough 48 hours that he has to make a decision here shortly.
He definitely does. Mike, thanks again so much, and enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, go Bucks. National champs.
National champ, that's right. Now, are you sad now that they won? Are you sad that you didn't go? Was the kid right? Like, did you wake up today being like, man, I should have been in Dallas last night?
Nah, 20% of me wishes I was there. 80% knows that I made the right decision in staying and being here and watching it at home with my wife and enjoying it in my own realm.
If they go back next year, are
yes.
you going to the game?
Yeah,
of course you
yes,
are.
Yes, back
of course
to back. Gotta go.
You gotta go. 216-578-0850. We can talk the Bucks. We've got right now Don in Ashland. What's up, Don?
Hey, what's going on, Matt and Nate? OH, baby.
I-O, brother.
Doing?
That's right. Hey, a couple quick points. One, with Ezekiel Elliott, when I started watching football, it was back in the mid-90s, you know, back with Eddie George and Orlando Pace and David Boston and Joey Galloway and those guys. And Eddie George, in my opinion, was for me the greatest running back I'd ever seen. And then, again, that's my personal opinion in college. Ezekiel Elliott's right there with him. And you saw at the end of the season what really made him great was the fact that because Cardale came in and you didn't want to force him to run the football, you had to rely on Ezekiel. And I think Urban found out what he had in his running back, and that's why Ezekiel was able to put up the numbers he did and get that notoriety late in the season. And for me, my I have a 19-month-old daughter, and you know, every Buckeyes game, she's running around her Buckeyes cheerleaders outfit. And she's slowly learning how to say words. And in that game, you know, I kept yelling, go, go, go. And my daughter comes running out as Ezekiel's running for that first touchdown. And my daughter, for the first time, comes running out of the kitchen as I'm jumping and hollering and hooting in the front room. She comes running out of the kitchen. She starts yelling, do, 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 do. She's pointing at the screen, waving her hands. And that, for me, was more validating of a championship. You know, no, I got to watch the one with Matt, and that was just a phenomenal game, probably the greatest game I've ever seen. But this championship more validates for me that the Buckeyes are the team to beat in college football.
You're absolutely right. And, again, it's unique how sports and your passion for your team, and in this case the University of Ohio State, you know, just garners your heart and wills you. And you, of course, you grew up a Buckeye. I'm sure your dad was a Buckeye. Your daughter will be a Buckeye. And it's something very special. And that also, too, in my accomplishment, the one thing that I always say when I reference Ohio State and that national championship is, you know, what it means to the state and representing, you know, something bigger than yourself. And also, too, lastly, it's a lot of the reason why I went to Ohio State over Michigan. When I was backed into that corner by Fred Pugich, defensive coordinator at the time, he said, you know, you accomplish something great here, you know, or there, you'll never be able to walk with your head held high having gone there and kind of, you know, misleading your state. Don't you want to do that here for us? And it was absolutely true.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk to another ESPN 850 reporter on the scene down there in Dallas. Bruce Hooley will join us right after this. And I guess we'll call this first hour Ohio State Buckeyes Daily here on ESPN 850.
Championship, WKNR. Ohio State
championship
Buckeye Championship Daily.
Yes.